见证。
This afternoon, we are very pleased to invite Sister Guo to bear the testimony.
那我们先请郭姐妹来见证。
Let's invite Sister Guo.
Okay, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Before we begin, can we bow our heads and pray in silence again? Ask God to guide the testimony.
在开始之前，请大家低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God that I have the opportunity to be here today to testify for God's glory.
感谢神，我今天能够来这里来见证神的神的祝福。
Since September, it's been 7.5 months since coming to TTP and living here.
我是去年9月来这里神学院，大概现在已经有7.5个月。
And I really thank God for the opportunity every single day to learn so much.
在神学院的每一天，我都非常感谢神能够让我学习到很多。
Just the fact that I can be here, really tells me how much that God loves me.
我能够在这里，就告诉我，神是多么爱我。
And so today I would like to share with everybody, the journey of my servitude.
今天我想向大家见证我来为神做工 的旅程。
Because when I look back, I really see that it was not according to my plan, but it was according to how God saw was the best and how He led.
当我回头看的时候，我发现这个并不是出于我的计划和安排，而是神美好的安排。
So first, I would like to start with how. The idea to serve even entered my heart.
首先我要来见证是我是为什么会开始要决心来服侍神的。
At my first NYTS in 2003, I looked back at my life.
当我回头看，我第一个青年神训班是在2003年。
And I realized how God has guided my life, within the field of English.
我觉得在我的心里头可以感谢神，让我能够喜欢英文。
Even though my sister and I, we grew up in the same family, we went to the same school, and we had the same opportunities.
虽然我的妹妹和我在同一个家庭长大，去同一个学校，也有面对同样的机会。
But I had opportunities that she didn't have, to really, have my love for English really grow.
但是我的妹妹和我相比，她对英文的热爱就不是那么多。
I felt really strongly that God had given me certain teachers in my life, and also allowed me to get into the college I went to, to nurture this skill in me.
感谢神，我在学校的时候，老师对我的帮助，还有我能够去的大学，都对我。在英文这个方面做了非常多的帮助。
So therefore, I decided that in college I would study English for God.
所以那个时候我就决心到大学的时候我要为神学习文学。
But after my third NYTS, I came back from that NYTS.
当我从我第三个青年神学班毕业的时候。
In one of the prayers when I was at home.I had a very strong desire that I really wish that I can serve God.
当我回家祷告的时候，在一个祷告当中，我觉得我心里头有非常强烈的愿望，就是为神来做工。
I asked God to please let me have the opportunity to serve Him somehow.
我求神能够给我一个机会，让我能够来侍奉他。
And in that prayer, I told God that sometime in my life, I would serve Him in literary ministry.
我对神说，在我生命中的某一个时候，我就会为他来做工作，文字宣传的工作。
Whether it was earlier in my life, or even if I am 80 years old at that time, I would serve Him when the time was right.
不管是我年轻的时候，或者是我到老80岁的时候，只要时机对，我就一定要为他来做侍奉。
But even though that I had that thought in my heart, I didn't really know how it was going to happen.
虽然我有这个心，但是我却不知道怎么能够让它实现。
In my last year of college, as I was graduating, I was a little confused, what is my next step?
当我在大学最后一年的时候，我对我的前途不是很明确。
Should I work for a few years or should I go to graduate school?
我是要去工作几年还是要去研究所呢？
There was no position that I could see available for me to just go straight into literary ministry, and I didn't think it would be beneficial for me to do that anyway.
当时并没有文字宣传的位置对我开放所以我就觉得很可惜因为没有这样的机会。
Well, I felt that I should get some experience, more experience before I can work for church.
那时候我就觉得如果我能够学习到一些经验，能够最后为教会能够做这样文字宣传的工作，我会非常有帮助。
And at that time, because of different things that happened, I felt very strongly that God wanted me to go to Boston to study journalism to prepare myself for literary ministry.
那个时候我有各种机会让我相信神安排我去波士顿去学习新闻学是一个好的。
At that time, I went to Boston thinking, you know, everything will be great. This is where God wants me to go, so I'm going to learn a lot here and I'm going to serve a lot and do a lot for the church.
那时候我就想每一件事都非常好，我就会到这里来学新闻学，然后就可以为神做很多工作。
But that is the wrong mentality.
但那个想法是不对的。
Actually, when I went to Boston, what I learned was how weak I am and how unable I was to contribute to church.
当我到波士顿以后，我才发现我是多么的软弱，多么的没有能力来为神做工。
After I finished my studies in Boston, it was by His mercy that I was able to find a good job afterwards.
当我在波士顿学习完以后，是神的祝福让我能够在那里找到个工作。
When I was in college, I studied print journalism, but to graduate, I had to take an online multimedia class.
在学校里，我学习到的是印刷的新闻，但是到了工作的时候，我学到的是那种线上的多媒体。
No, to graduate, I had to take that class to graduate.
对，当时我必须要去拿那个课线上多媒体课才能够毕业。
And at that time, I really complained, like, oh, I don't understand why I have to take this class. It's nothing to do with what I'm doing. But actually, because of that, God really prepared because I was able to find a job in website content.
那个时候我就非常的有怨言，我说为什么要让神让我做这个事？但是因为有这样的机会，我在找工作的时候就能够找到一个在一个网站的工作。
And it was a very good job, thank God.
那个工作是非常棒的工作。
I loved my coworkers.
我喜欢我的同事。
I love the perks of the job.
我喜欢工资。
And I loved living in West LA.
我也喜欢在洛杉矶地区来生活。
And after 3 years of working at my job, at this time, the thoughts of serving God was already in the back of my mind.
我在那里工作了三年之后，当时为神服事的想法就渐渐抛到脑后。
That thought was always still there, but I felt that this is not the right time.
我觉得当时那个想法还在我的心里，但是我不觉得当时的机会是一个好的机会。
I thought that I first need to save a comfortable amount for myself.
我当时的想法是我要为自己存一笔钱。
I need to work at least 2 more years so that I can get vested and be able to get a pension after I retire.
我当时如果在UCLA 大学如果再工作两年，我就可以得到我的退休金就可以实现，然后我可以开始在退休的年龄领退休金。
And I felt that if God really wanted me to serve Him, He would open up the way very clearly, and everything would be really smooth. But I didn't see that yet, so I didn't think it was the time.
当时我的想法是，如果神愿意为我开路，我就会看到一个很顺利的一个办法，能够让我来接受那个为神工作的机会。但是我没有看到那个机会。
So I thought that Well, it's very good where I am. And actually, I heard that if I work for 10 years here, then I'll receive medical benefits after retirement. And that's really good.
当时我就想当时的工作不错。如果我还能够继续工作十年，在我退休的时候就能够获得很好的医疗保险。
And this is when God allowed something to happen to me to cause me to reevaluate my life and the purpose of my life.
就在那个时候，神允许一些事情在我身上发生，让我重新来思考我的生命的价值。
It was a usual Monday at work that day.
那是一个寻常的星期一的早上。
After work, I was driving home, and I was actually almost at my back to my apartment.
那时候我开车回家，几乎快到了我住的公寓。
I was driving straight on the street, and I saw a car at my right that was stopped at a stop sign.
当时我是直行，那我看到我的右边有一辆车，在那里有停车的标志。
And he was stopped because he had a stop sign, but I didn't have one, so it was my right of way. I was just driving straight.
他必须停，因为他有停车的标志。但是我这一个方向没有停车标志，我可以直行。
But even at the moment that I looked at him, our eyes met. I could tell he was deciding to try to make a left in front of my car.
那个时候我往右边看，我看到他的眼睛。那个时候他就决定要往左开，要开出来，开到我的前面。
Of course, since the distance was already so close, he could not make it past me and hit.Directly into the side of my car.
所以当他冲出来的时候，因为距离很近，所以他不能够在我的车前面越过我，而是直接冲到我车的右边。
As an automatic reaction, I swerved to the left, even though he had already hit me, and I ended up in the opposite lane of traffic.
出于本身的反应，我还是把车想打到左边，但是那个车还是撞到我的右边。
Thank God that there were no cars coming at that time.
所以这样我往左转的时候已经转到对面的车道，但感谢神当时没有车开过来。
All the cars just stopped there, piled up, because I was blocking their lane.
所有的车都停在那里，堆在一起。
When the other car hit me, the airbag came out and it hit me in the face.
当车撞我的时候，我车上的气囊就爆开，然后打到我的脸上。
Because of the impact, it caused my tooth to cut open my lip and for my tooth to just be stuck in my cheek.
因为这个气囊爆开，我的牙齿就把我的嘴唇割开，然后嘴唇被嵌到牙齿里。
And because I was also gripping on really hard to the steering wheel, when the airbag came out, it also fractured my left wrist.
同时也因为我的手在抓着方向盘，想要往左打，那个时候，方向盘往右打，把我的手的骨头弄折了。
And at the time, the engine was just making a really scary, loud cranking sound, and there was smoke everywhere from the airbag.
那个时候，我的车的发动机发出一个很大的声音，然后到处都是烟。
All I knew was that my mouth was bleeding, my hand was bleeding, and I was very scared.
那时候我唯一知道的事是我的手上都是血，我的嘴里都是血，我非常的害怕。
And I got out of the car and I knelt on the ground and I was crying.
那时候我能够走出来，然后跪在地上一直哭。
I was crying, so I couldn't.Tell what was happening around me.
我因为一直哭，所以我就不知道周围发生什么事。
I just knew that a lot of people were gathering. It was a crowd gathering around me.
我唯一能感觉到的是周围的人，在我旁边聚集起来。
And at that time, God provided a woman to come and help me.
那个时候神，带领一个妇人来到我的旁边。
I never saw that woman's face.
我从来没有看过那个人的脸。
So till today, I still don't know what race she was, how old she was.
所以直到今天，我还不知道她是什么种族的人，她有几岁。
As I cried, she came beside me and just held me and helped me to sit down and helped me to lean my head on her shoulder.
当我哭的时候，她就安慰我，然后把我的头枕到她的肩膀上。
She spoke very comfortingly to me, and she even sent her husband to get a towel from the car to catch the blood so it wouldn't get on my clothes.
她的话对我有很大的安慰，她甚至请她的先生去她车上去拿一个毛巾，这样我的流的血就不会滴到衣服上。
I feel like this is truly very unusual and touching in this day and age for a stranger to be so kind.
我真的感觉在现在的社会上能有这样的人能够对一个陌生人这么好的照顾实在是不多见。
And she treated me, I felt as if I were her own daughter.
她照顾我就像照顾她的女儿一样。
And she was stayed with me until the ambulance came and sent me to the emergency room.
她一直陪伴我一直到救护车来，然后接我去急救中心。
And when I was on the ambulance, they called my parents who were at home waiting for me to come home for dinner.
当我到了救护车上以后，他们就打电话给我的父母，他们当时在家里等我回家吃饭。
My dad was supposed to get onto a flight in a few hours, but of course when he got the call, he postponed his flight to make sure I was okay.
我的父亲当时在家里，当天晚上就要去赶飞机，但是他知道这个消息之后，他就取消了，就推迟了他的航班。
So I really thank God that the accident happened when it did, because if it was a few hours later or a few days after, my dad wouldn't have been there.
所以我也很感谢神，那个出车祸的时机如果是晚几个小时或者几天，我的父亲就不在那里。
They rushed to the hospital, and as soon as my mom saw me, the tears immediately streamed down her face.
当我在急救室的时候，我母亲刚看到我的脸的时候，她的眼泪就流下来。
I think she was very afraid that I was in great pain.
他非常担心我当时是不是受了很大的痛苦。
So I really thank God that my dad was with her so that she wouldn't be by herself.
所以我非常感谢神让我的父亲能够陪伴我的母亲当他需要人帮忙的时候我父亲在那里。
Thank God that once I was in the emergency room though everything went very smoothly.
感谢神，当我到了急救中心的时候，每件事都非常顺利。
The first thing that the doctor did was to pick out my tooth from my cheek and wrap the flesh.
他医生做第一件事就是把我的脸颊的肉从牙里面拔出来。
And he stitched up the cut on my lip.
然后把我嘴唇上的伤口缝起来。
And he said that I was very lucky because if the cut had gone higher, I would have needed plastic surgery for my face.
医生对我说，我非常的运气好，如果伤口再高一点呢，我就需要做整容手术。
Thank God, I know that I was not just lucky, but it was God who blessed me in that way.
那时候我确实的感觉我并不是因为运气好而是因为神在保护我。
For the next 2 weeks I couldn't open my mouth because of the bruise and the stitches because there were sores around my entire mouth from my teeth being hit by the airbag.
在那之后的两个礼拜我不能够进食，因为我的伤口还有缝合的伤口有非常多的淤血让我的嘴不能够动。
So I could only drink liquid food through a straw.
那个时候我只能通过吸管来吸流质的食物。
First I just drank juice and insure, but then I would still be hungry after a while.
那个时候我只能够吃果汁还有那个蛋白粉的饮料。
So thank God, my mom started to puree a lot of things with a Vitamix. Such as soup and chicken and fish and even beef and asparagus.
但是我还是继续很饿，所以感谢神，我妈妈就用搅拌机把米浆还有各种食物打成流质，让我来吃。
Some of it tasted pretty bad.
包括把牛肉搅成粉，所以味道并不是很好。
But I still drink it because I was very grateful for her wanting to make sure I still had my nutrition.
我还虽然味道不好，我还是吃了，因为我非常感谢神，能够这样保护我。
My left arm was very bruised and swollen and put into a cast.
我的左手有非常多的伤，所以就要用石膏，石膏打成了一个盒子。
And my first cast, I had to fix two of my fingers in place, three of my fingers in place because of the fracture. It was very uncomfortable.
当时因为手指骨折，所以我的三个手指头必须要被打上支架，就是所以非常不舒服。
I had to keep my arm raised above heart level at all times so that the swelling would go down.
那时候我必须把我的手臂举高到了心脏以上，这样子才不会肿起来。
Even when I was sleeping, it would be throbbing really badly, so it was hard to sleep, and I was supposed to keep my arm raised up even while I'm sleeping so that it doesn't hurt so much.
当我睡觉的时候，我的手也必须抬那么高，但是我还是能感觉到那种心跳的那种痛苦。
So for more than a month, I couldn't really do anything by myself.
在那一个多月里，我都不能够自理。
Obviously, I couldn't drive.
显然我不能够开车。
If I typed, it would just be with one hand.
如果我打字用键盘，只能用右手。
Every time I wanted to take a shower, my mom would have to wrap a plastic trash bag around my cast and then tape it with duct tape so no water gets on it, and then afterwards cut it open and then help me dry my hair.
我需要冲澡的时候，我的母亲要用垃圾袋把我的左手包起来，然后洗澡，然后洗完以后再打开，然后再帮我用吹风机吹干头发。
So yes, there was a lot of inconvenience and actually pain while I was recovering, but during that time, I realized a lot of God's blessings.
在我康复的过程中，我觉得非常多不方便和痛苦，但是我还是能感觉到神的很多的保守。
From the way that the accident happened and things that happened during and after the accident, I saw that God actually was watching over me.
在这个车祸发生和发生之前、之中还有之后的过程，我可以感觉到神一直在看顾我。
The first thing that I found out was that when I was sent by ambulance to the hospital, I just left my car there on the street, blocking traffic.
我第一件事就是我当时被救护车拉走的时候，我的车是停在路中间堵住交通。
Somebody who was in that crowd that had gathered actually used their AAA to call a tow truck for me.
当时围观的人中的一个用他的自己的AAA 的卡打电话叫拖车把这个车拖走。
And before they did that, they actually opened my glove compartment because my car was totaled. It was, I mean, you could just reach in. They checked what insurance I had and made sure that body shop would be an approved one before they towed it there.
当他们拖车之前，他能够进到我的车里头，因为我的车已经被撞坏了，所以他可以进入我的车里找到我的保险，然后知道哪一个修车的公司能够接受我的保险，然后才拖到那里去。
So there was no cost for me at all in the towing.
所以这样做我就不需要付拖车费。
Thank God that I had really good medical insurance at the time.
我也感谢神，当时我有非常好的医疗保险。
So the ambulance cost was also completely free.
当时的救护车的费用也不需要交。
And I was going to the doctors often afterwards, so thankfully the copay was very low.
因为有好保险，所以虽然我去了看医生很多次，但是我的每次交的费用也很少。
I was also very thankful that my mom was there at the time so that she could take care of me while I recovered.
我也非常感谢神，我的母亲总是在那里帮助我，在我康复的时候一直在关心我。
During this time while I was at home and very bored, she would read me Holy Spirit monthly articles.
当我在家里非常无聊的时候，我的母亲就向我读圣灵月刊里的故事。
And because there are so many words I didn't understand, she would have to translate almost every other word for me.
因为其中很多中文我不能够了解，我的母亲就要一一替我翻译。
After my cast was removed, I had to have another 5 weeks of physical therapy to get my fingers to move again.
当我的石灰的膏打掉以后，我还要经过五礼拜的这个恢复。
At that time, I also did physical therapy for my back, and because of this, I actually became stronger and built more muscle after the car accident.
经过这个恢复，除了手臂，还有我的后背，经过五礼拜恢复之后，我就更加健康。
The physical therapist was pretty strict on me, and so as a result, I was healthier at that point than I was ever in my entire life.
因为当时这个康复的医疗师对我非常严格，所以在五礼拜的训练之后，我的身体的健壮程度甚至比在出车祸之前还要好。
And finally, I had been worried about how the insurance claim would work out.
最后当时我也非常担心对这个保险的申诉的结果会怎么样。
I actually never spoke to the other driver or got any information or gave my information before I went to the hospital.
当时我没有机会和这个对方的司机讲任何话，也没有得到他的保险的信息。
So after the accident, I didn't even know if they had insurance.
当发生事故之后，我甚至不知道他有没有保险。
But thankfully, that the police had actually come to the scene when somebody called 911, because in West LA, there are so many traffic accidents that they don't come to every accident.
感谢神，当时警察能够到那个车祸现场，因为在西洛杉矶的地方，车祸发生非常频繁，所以警察并不是到每一个车祸现场去。
They got the information, the insurance information of the other party.
所以这个警察就得到了对方司机 的保险信息。
And in the report, they wrote that it was the other person was at a fault because they did not yield right of way.
在警察的报告里这样说，说对方那个司机因为没有让出开车的路权，然后因为他们的过错造成了这个事故。
So I thank God because that saved me from all the pain and hassle of trying to convince and prove who was right and who was wrong.
因为有这个报告，我很感谢神，我就不需要和对方去争吵到底是谁是对，谁是错。
And not only that, when the other insurance claim handler called me.
不仅这样，而且当对方的车祸保险公司的的协调员给我打电话的时候，
he told me that he was in the exact same type of accident 6 years ago, so he really understands how I feel.
他甚至跟我说他6年前也经过同样的车祸，所以他非常理解我的感受。
I really thank God, as I know it's not a coincidence.
我非常感谢神，我知道这不是一个巧合。
So he was very sympathetic to me and very kind.And very easy to work with.
所以对方保险的协调员对我非常的好，然后非常我们可以很容易相处。
So these are all the blessings that I saw related to the accident.
所以这是我在这个车祸当中所看到的所有神的祝福。
But the most important thing that came out of the accident was what it caused me to understand.About life.
但是这个车祸给我最大的启示是，是我对生命的，的真正的认识是什么。
While I was at home, I couldn't really do much except have a lot of time to think.
当我在家里的时候，我不能够做很多事，所以我就有很多时间好好的思考。
I had to stop work. I had to stop a lot of church work as well. So, it gave me space to think as well.
所以当我停下很多我日常工作还有教会工作的时候，我就有很多时间来好好的思考。
I saw that life is not in your control like you expect it to be.
我意识到生命不在我们掌控之中。
I had wanted to wait to serve God.
当时我在想我要等着一个机会来服侍神。
I wanted to wait until everything was perfectly aligned and everything could be smooth, and then I could serve him.
当时我在等着一个机会，当每一件事都已经安排好，都已经很顺利的时候。
I wanted to save up money for myself.
我当时想为我自己存一些钱。
Because I thought I want to take this leap, but at the same time I don't want to jump.
当时我在想我要有一个生活有一个变化，但是我不要一个太大的变化。
So the main thing I realized is that there's never a perfect time.
但是车祸之后我意识到没有一个完美的时机。
I had told God I would serve him even if I'm 80 years old.
我以前对神说我即使80岁也要服侍你。
But even when I'm 80, I'm sure there will be some other problems I didn't expect that would be, that I would have at that time.
但是我车祸之后意识到即使我80岁还可能碰到这样那样的问题让我不能够去服侍神。
So the problem was in my attitude, not in the situation in my life.
所以能不能侍奉神是在于我自己而不是在于我所在的环境。
But I feel that God also was very merciful in knowing that I didn't have that much faith to take this step to work full time.
但是我也很感谢神，有这样的爱心，知道我没有那样的准备。
I realized that He actually prepared a lot of things for me so that I would be able to take this step.
所以我感觉到神替我准备了许多，让我能够走出那一步。
For people who go to graduate school, it is very normal to be in debt for a while afterwards.
对于从研究所毕业的学生来说，毕业之后通常都会有一些债务。
But for me, because I had a graduate school scholarship and I was able to find jobs during graduate school as a TA and babysitting for a sister at church.
但是当我到研究所的时候，因为我有奖学金，还有当助教所得到的工资，还有我做一些替教会的姐妹看她的小孩得到的一些报酬。
So therefore, I was able to finish my graduate school education with only the interest-free loan from church.
所以当我从研究所毕业的时候，当时我只需要通过教会的无息贷款就可以毕业。
And because I found a job immediately after graduating, I was able to pay off that loan in a little bit more than a year.
还有当我研究所毕业的时候，因为我得到那个工作，使我在工作之后不到一年之内能够还清教会的那一笔贷款。
So I realized that the reason God had provided that job for me was for this purpose.
所以我相信神提供给我那个工作是为了让我能够还清贷款。
God didn't have to do that for me, and a lot of my friends are actually still in debt from graduate school.
神当时不一定需要这样对我，因为我的很多朋友到那个时候还在债务当中。
But God was showing me that He would take care of things, so I also need to take the next step as well.
所以感觉神已经替我安排好这一步，所以就让我决定怎么走下一步。
As I was preparing to leave my job and to give my notice, there were still times that I would still question if I was making the right decision at the time, and I would feel doubtful.
在我决定辞职之前，我还在心里头有一些疑问。
But every time I feltthat I would hear a sermon that I felt was spoken just for me.
但在那个时候，我就听了一个讲道，觉得就是对我讲的。
There was one time that I went to the Irvine Spiritual Convocation, and I only joined for one day.
那个时候我去尔湾教会的灵恩会，当时我只去了一天。
And it happened to be that the elder happened to also share his personal experience with making a decision to dedicate himself.
当时有一个长老在分享他当时来做服侍工作时候的 的决心。
He said that he had struggled as well, thinking whether he should postpone his service for another year until he wrapped up some things in the world.
他当时见证说，他来出来做服事之前，也在想了要不要再等一年，让他能够再做一些事情，然后做更好的准备。
But at that time, he told God, "I don't have the faith to swim across the Red Sea."
当时他对神说，我没有信心来游过红海。
But if you open a way, I will walk on it.
但是如果神打开一条路，我就会去走。
For him, when he saw the way was opened, then he took the faith to walk.
当时他看到那条路被打开，他就迈出第一步。
And hearing his experience of how confident he was that God would take care of him on this journey also gave me the faith to take the same step.
当时看到这个长老那么有信心的走出那一步的时候，也给我很大的鼓励。
That was around Thanksgiving that I gave my notice.
那个时候是大概感恩节的时候，我做了辞职。
And within a couple months, I moved to Northern California to take the job to work full-time doing church work.
那个时候我就到北加州去做全职的圣工。
So you might think that this is a wonderful story and happy ending.
你可能就觉得这大概是一个非常好的故事，就有一个很美好的结局。
Because making the decision to work for God is the most meaningful thing that anyone can do in their life, right?
因为很多人在想，能够为神做工是能够在一辈子做的最有意义的工作，不是这样吗？
But it wasn't a happily ever after. It was just the beginning.
但对我来说，这并不是一个美好的结局，而只是一个开始。
Actually, moving to Northern California was a very a big life change and adjustment that I hadn't expected to be that difficult.
实际上，搬到北加州是对我来说是生命极大的改变。
I thought, well, it's still within the same state, so it shouldn't be that different as when I moved to Boston.
对我来，当时我在想，都还是在一个加州。我所遇到的变化大概不会像我搬到波士顿那么大的变化。
But yet, every part of your life is still affected. You still need to start over.
但是搬到北加州，我还是需要重新开始。
And it was through this move that I felt it was the greatest blessing for my faith.
但是就是通过这次搬家，让我感受到这是神对我最大的祝福。
Since I was young and I grew up in Southern California, I was very involved in a lot of church activities and roles.
当我小的时候，我就在南加州长大。当时我参与许多大小南加州教会的工作。
As a result, I was known and respected by a lot of people.
结果就是许多人认识我，并且也尊重我。
But then you get used to it.And then you expect it.
所以然后你就习惯了，然后你就期待别人尊重你。
But this is something very difficult for you to see about yourself until you're taken out of this environment.
但这种情形，我们会觉得非常的习惯，但是当我们离开这个环境的时候，就非常不习惯。
Some warning signs that I had never paid attention to much was that if nobody saw what I was going to do in my holy work for church, then I wouldn't feel like doing it.
一个现象就是，当如果别人没有看到我在为教会做圣工的时候，我就好像觉得自己没有做一样。
我就不想做。
就不想做。
And another warning sign is that the stress from doing church work would cause me to be annoyed or to have a bad attitude towards my family or other people around me.
另外一个问题就是当圣工给我非常多的压力的时候，我就会对我的家里人就发脾气。
Also, I rarely prayed about my personal holy work.
同时我也非常少的替我的个人的圣工来祷告。
you could say that I couldn't really see myself. All I saw were the needs of other people or the things they needed to change, and I would pray for that.
你可以说我当时没有看到自己的属灵需要，而是只看到别人的。
What it really came down to was that, though I was serving, I did not really fear God.
所以你也可以说我虽然我在服侍，但是我没有感受到神。
我没有敬畏神。
我没有敬畏神。
Yeah, and because I did not fear God, then my work was really out of a desire to please other people or to please myself.
所以因为我没有敬畏神，所以我的工作更像是去取悦别人。
I like to know that I was very responsible of a person, and I liked other people to know I was very responsible.
我希望自己是一个非常有责任心的人，我也希望别人这样看我。
And I would push myself often to the point of exhaustion on Sabbath day to complete everything on my checked list to do.
当时在安息日，我会迫使自己来完成一堆事情，然后让我非常的精疲力尽。
If everybody seemed very approving of my work or what I was doing, then and I felt very accomplished.
当我看到我周围的人对我所做的圣工有非常多的进步的时候，我就会觉得我完成了很多。
In many ways, I took serving God for granted.
在很多方面，我觉得侍奉神是一个想当然的事。
Let us turn to a Bible verse, 1 Samuel chapter 2.
我们来看圣经撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
And this is what God spoke to Eli, and this is a way that I felt that God was looking at me at that time.
这是神对以利所说的话，这也是我当时觉得我正在做的。
So 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27.
撒母耳记上第二章二十七节。
Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "Thus says the Lord.Did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Verse 28. Did I not choose him out of all of the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar to burn incense and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Skip to verse 30.
我们看第三十节。
Therefore the Lord God of Israel says,I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Okay, so like Eli, I was truly called and blessed through my family.
就像以利一样，我也是通过家庭，神通过我的家庭给我非常多的祝福。
But I couldn't see the personal calling through God's arranging me to be in this family.
可是我却不能够感觉到神对我个人的呼召和安排。
How this family is how I came to know God, and this family was so supportive of my serving God.
我的家庭是通过他来够神给我呼召，同时也给我非常多的支持。
But instead, I felt.I was actually doing God a favor by serving him.
我实际上是在帮助神，而不是在在替他工作。
So this is why I feel that God allowed for me to move.
所以在这个情况下，我觉得神让我来搬家。
All of a sudden, when I moved, no one knew me.
所以当我搬家之后，突然没有人认识我。
The reputation I had built up was gone.
当时我在南加州所积累的人的名气到北加州就不存在。
The motivation to serve in order to please other people and gain their approval also was gone.
那种来侍奉来取得别人对你的肯定的动力就消失了。
And without those motivations, I really struggled.
没有这种动力之后，我就非常的挣扎困难。
Because I had to really think about what is the true purpose of me doing all these things in my life.
所以那个时候我就要在想，我替教会做这些事情的目的在哪里？
For a period of about 5 months before I came to TTP, I did a lot of thinking.
在神学院加入神学院之前的五个月，我思考了许多。
Why was I on this earth?
为什么我生活在这个地上？
What's the point of my existence?
我生存的意义在哪里？
What's the difference, if I go through this day and do all these things, and if I don't?
那么另外是，我做这个事和不做这个事对我有什么差别呢？
And I don't think that just because you are a believer that you won't have these thoughts.
我们不要以为，仅仅因为我们是信神的人就不会有这样的想法。
Before I used to think I shouldn't think this way because I have God, I have the Holy Spirit, so I would just shut those thoughts away and just keep myself busy and keep going.
以前我在想，因为我有神有圣灵，我不应该有这样的想法。当这样想法出现的时候，我就把它抛开。
But during this time, I realized it was not enough.
但是在那个时候，我发现这样做是不够的。
I decided that I needed to bravely face myself and to face God and not be afraid of what I find out.
那个时候，我在想，我必须对我自己诚信，也要对神诚信。对于我所发现的，我不应该去害怕。
I learned not to be afraid of feelings of emptiness or meaninglessness and accept that I needed to find these answers and I needed time and effort to find them.
我意识到我不应该去害怕这种空虚，没有意义的想法，而是应该要勇敢地去发现，这个问题的答案在哪里。
So during this time, I prayed a lot.
在那个过程中我祷告了许多。
It was not because I was so holy or so great, but because I really needed to.
并不是因为我多圣洁多么公义，而是我需要。
I felt often that I couldn't make it through the day without him.
那时候我觉得如果没有神我不能够继续活下去。
And every day when I woke up, I refused to start the day until I understood the purpose of my living the day.
那个时候当我早上醒来的时候，我一定要想清楚我那一天要做什么的目的是什么，然后才会起床。
So I would pray until I felt I understood.
我会一直祷告一直到我了解了为止。
When I was eating by myself, normally I would just either be on my phone or do other things at the same time so that I would distract myself from thinking too much.
当我一个人吃饭的时候，通常我会打电话或者是做别的事，让这样的想法不要在我的心里头。
But at this time, I forced myself to just be quiet.
但是当那个时候我强迫我自己要安静，然后来思考这个问题。
I was learning how to just be in God's presence and not to be scared of that.
那时候我就要求自己要学习在神面前不要害怕。
And so life became very different at that point.
生活因此在那个时候变得不同。
Actually, when I look back, this is probably it is the most beautiful time in my life.
当我现在看起来，当时是我生命中最美好的时光。
It was a very difficult time in my life, but I also felt that God was with me every step of the way.
他同时那个时候也非常的困难，但是我感觉神对我所走的每一步都非常的有帮助。
I felt so free, and I found this freedom that I had never felt before in my life.
我感觉到非常的自由，我从来没有感觉到有那么多的自由。
And I understood at that time that God was my greatest cheerleader.
我感觉神是我一个最大的支持。
It is good to have friends and family, but the one that I really couldn't be without was God.
有朋友有家人是非常好，但是我觉得有神是更重要。
Because when he saw my weaknesses, he didn't turn away.
因为他看到我的弱点的时候，他并没有不看。
And he helped me to have opportunities to learn and to overcome them.
而是他会提供很多机会让我能够克服这个困难。
It was during this time that I came to embrace the path of servitude that was prepared for me long ago.
所以那个时候就是我把我多年前要为神侍奉的决心来付诸实践的时候。
Even though I had already started on this journey, and it looked from the outside that I was already walking this path.
虽然从表面上我好像已经开始在走这一步。
But actually I had always had one foot out, thinking maybe I won't be able to make it, or maybe this is not really something I should be doing right now.
虽然我有一脚踏出，但是在我内心深处在想，也许这不是我要做的。
Because of that fear, you just cannot serve joyfully.
因为有那样的害怕的心理，我就不能够有喜乐的心来侍奉。
But when I came to see that, I was actually born to walk on this path.
但是现在我好好看过去的时候，我其实是出生的时候就要注定要走这条路。
Just like everybody here is also born to walk your path.
就好像在座的每一位，你们出生以后都注定要走这条路。
When you accept that, something in your life will really change.
当我们接受这一点的时候，我们的生命就会得到改变。
Actually, everything changes.
实际上每一件事都会有变化。
So, I wanted to share that the work that God was doing in my heart,though nobody could see it, I felt like it was a miracle that was greater than the car accident.
所以我要向大家见证神在我内心所做的工。虽然这个和惊心动魄的车祸不同，但是对我的改变更大。
You can go through a physical trauma and you can recover, but some people never learn to see themselves.
我们可能会经过一个非常大的事件。然后可以恢复，但是在这种心理的挣扎，很多人都不能通过。
Some people are afraid their whole lives.
每个人在他们的一辈子里可能都非常害怕。
So I really thank God for His mercy on me.
所以我非常感谢神对我的怜悯。
When after the 5 months of constant reflection, I was given the opportunity to come to TTP to continue on this journey.
所以经过这五个月的思考之后，我能够来到神学院。
Even though when people hear that I'm in TTP, often they say, "Wow, that's so admirable."
很多人对我了解我到神学院，他们都会说，哇，这个是。非常了不起的事。
Actually, if it were me a year ago, I probably would have thought I was really admirable too.
如果对我来说，也许在一年之前，如果我看到这样的事，我也会说，哦，这样是很了不起。
But actually, now I know that's not how it is at all.
但现在我了解，这并不是这样子。
I need this opportunity more than other people.
我比别的人更需要这样的机会。
And God is giving me the time to work through the things I need to work through.
神就给我这个时间，让我能够通过我需要通过的。
The knowledge and the tools that we learn about the Bible is very important, but what is more important is being able to face yourself and to face God.
我们所学习到的工作和的工具和圣经的知识是非常重要，但是更重要的是我们面对内心的问题。
And to face God.
然后面对神。
Though we are not perfect, this process is not going to happen overnight. God is with us every step.
虽然我们并不完美，这样的过程并不会一夜之间就完成，但是神会在每一步都帮助我们。
I wanted to share one verse to conclude.
我想最后分享一个经节。
Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书62章。
Isaiah chapter 62 verse 1.
以赛亚书62章第一节。
Verse 1. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a lamp that burns.
我因锡安必不寂寞，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
I have felt and experienced this along the way.
我在这过程中不断的体会。
God does not rest for the sake of our salvation.
神为了我们的救恩不会安息。
So it's not just a matter of how much work we can do for Him.
所以这只是唯一需要我们做的是我们为他做多少。
It's not about how much work you did for Him.
并不是因为我们替他做多少。
It's about the person that He makes you into.
而是的那个他使你变成了那个人。
And a heart that is truly willing and a heart that is truly His.
他所需要的是一个愿意的心。
And so I hope that this may be for our mutual edification.
我希望这样见证能够互相勉励。
May God continue to guide and bless all of us as we walk this path.
愿神在我们这个路上继续带领我们。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen. We appreciate a lot to Lois' testimony. It is truly great. In spite of her young age, she experienced a lot from God.
回想我自己已经七十岁了，好像没有这么多感受，好像就白白活了这七十几年样子。
Even though I'm 70 years old, but I didn't have such experience like I waste so much time.
他刚才说一开始就讲，他说他回头看，好像这个一路来都神在带领他。
As she said, she looked back, that God guided her all the way.
她这么年轻就有这种想法，我觉得是很可贵的。
Even though she's so young, but she has such experience, it is very precious.
我记得我刚移民来美国的时候，也是回头一看，这么多痛苦，好像是神带错方向这样子。
As I recall, when I immigrated to this country, I look back and I find so much difficulties, and it looks like God has guided me in the wrong way.
但是我现在七十岁，我这样回想过来，哦，真的，哦，神真的是一步一步这样带你到现在。
But at my age, I look back again, and I truly believe God has guided me correctly all the way.
所以说他，我觉得他很就是很了不起的地方，他能够随时回看过去所走路线是不是在神的带领他。
So I think it's truly precious for her to ponder about her past.
所以我觉得我们各位弟兄姐妹应该要像郭姐妹一样，随时随时要回顾你以前所走的路，是不是在神的道路上面。
So I really want to encourage everyone to look back to your past and learn from that.
那他在他的一生中，我想最大的转变就是那次发生那次车祸以后。
I believe a great turning point of her life is the car accident.
也就像在罗马书八章第二十八节所讲的哈。
It's like Rome chapter 8, verse 28 said.
这时候我们晓得万事多互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人哈。就像他这万事哈，这所以在你一生中所发生各样事情哈。都是对你有益处的。
Everything is beneficial.
好，都对你有益处的哈。但是你这个，倘若你有爱神的话，你是爱神的话，你就会得到益处。
If we love God, we will be benefited.
就说，倘若你是爱神，以爱神的心来面对你在你周围发生的事情的话，这些事情都对你有教训。
If we truly love God and with their heart, we look around, we'll find everything's beneficial to us.
然后当你爱神的话，然后你会体会到啊，神真的是在呼召你哦，在拣选你哦。
If we truly love God, we'll find that God really called us.
啊，他在这车祸，我觉得他有几个很重要的一个改变哦。
Through the car accident, I feel she has a few changes.
她常常会思考这人生命的价值是什么。
She often study what's the value of our life.
人生命的价值不在乎你赚多少钱、多少财产、多少名誉的事情啊，多少有多好的名誉啊。
The meaning of life is not about how much money we make and how much reputation we gain.
在于你做的事情啊，是要在合乎神的旨意，在神的替神在工作。
It's all about we have done everything according to God's will.
这样就是爱神的人了。
Then we are the people who love God.
那还有一点就是说，在圣工的动做圣工的动力哈。
The second is about driving force to our holy work.
那有些人在做圣工的动力就是哦，你做圣工，人家都会赞美你，会好像给你拍手，怎么样都很赞美你，很尊重你哦。
Somebody do a holy work is for the recognition from other people.
但是呢，其实做圣工的动力不是在这里哦。
But it's not the true meaning of holy work.
在做圣的动力完全在于你对神的关系，你爱不爱神。
The true driving force to a holy work is about how much we love God.
其实做圣工就是目的是要取悦于神，而不是说取悦于你的信徒或你周围的人。
The purpose of the holy work is to please God, not to please people.
所以我在听他这个见证以后，我是非常感动。
So I'm deeply touched by her testimony.
因为在这个他的车祸上，车祸以后，虽然在车祸上，他能在他复健当中，他能体会到神的看顾和父母亲的爱哈。
Through the terrible car accident, she can understand, appreciate God's protection and the parents' care to her.
但是最重要，她体会到一个人的生命的价值在哪里，和一个做圣工的动机在动力在哪里。
But more importantly, she found the meaning of life and the driving force to the holy work.
那我希望各位弟兄姐妹哈，她的见证我们都有 CD 哈，带回去听一听，好好思想自己哈，来好好可以来思想自己。
So I encourage everyone can take a copy of CD of today's testimony and study again and really ponder about the meaning of life.
我们感谢神，我们今天下午的见证会就在此结束哈。
We thank God. We conclude today's testimony.
那我们现在过来祷告。
Let's pray together.